Man, that is such a good song. Here on Absolute Radio, where we'll play your absolute classics like that. Maybe you've not heard them for a long time. Alongside the best new music, giving you a chance to discover new music. That's Beck and Loser. I'm Jeff Lloyd. This is the Hometime Show. With me is Annabelle Port. It's time for a little feature we're calling A Pause for Port. Now, Annabelle, I don't know if people know, but you're a huge music fan yourself, of course.
Yes, I am, yes.
So I thought it'd be nice each night to just ask you what you've been listening to.
Well, this morning I woke up and the sun was streaming through the windows and I padded barefoot into the kitchen to get some fresh steaming coffee and a bowl of honey and figs. And then to get myself in the mood for the first day of Absolute Radio, I had a lovely rummage through my vinyl collection for Led Zeppelin 4, which I put on my gramophone to play Stairway to Heaven. I settled down to enjoy those first great finger-picked acoustic guitar notes. And then became aware for the first time of another instrument coming in, and I felt bile rising up in my body and starting to come out of every orifice, because that woodwind instrument I could hear was surely a recorder. This is a children's instrument. Are there also triangles, glockenspiel and chime bars in the middle section? And then the word started. There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is not gold. What? Like this knowledge makes her some kind of genius? You just need 2.5 seconds in Claire's accessories to know that all that glitters is not gold. And then the record goes from the calm, quiet bit to the increasingly screamy and aggressive bit, much like Hitler's early speeches. Then just when I was thinking things couldn't get any worse, I caught a glimpse of the cover of Led Zeppelin 4 and noticed there's no band name or title, but instead a picture of an old man carrying some twigs. So by the end of this song, I felt like perforating my own eardrums so much that even if the only pointy thing I had was the rectal nozzle that John McCrick had used that morning to perform an enema on himself after eating a Brussels sprout and egg vindaloo, I would have used it, just so I would never have to hear Stairway to Heaven ever again.